Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Each week we invite various guests to come onto the show. These individuals can be anyone from a life coach, a business coach, an Avon representative like yourself, district managers, authors, and we even have people who are in the health industry to come onto the show to help us with an Avon representative, as well as people who provide us with spiritual guidance. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you if you can please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you missed part of this broadcast or previous broadcasts, you can always go back to the link that was sent to you and listen to the past shows. I encourage you to share this information with not only members of your downline, but your upline as well. If you've been following the show, you know that the first Monday of the month, we have John Waller. And I guess this month we should call him Super John Waller because he accomplished his goal of running up and down the stairs in his hometown in California. So let's join me in this congratulating John and just plug him in. John, can you hear me?
Thank you, Pat. Good evening.
Good evening and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for your invitation and your kind words.
Oh. So, John.
It was hard. You know, it was tough.
Oh, I could imagine. How many floors did you have to run up?
It's 52.
Wow.
And it doesn't get, every year you do it, it doesn't get any easier. But I beat last year's time, but man, it was hard. It was just, but I don't think I stopped. I just kept on going. And it's kind of a metaphor for life. It's the same thing in Avon business. You know, you look at 52 floors, okay? And there's 52 weeks in a year. It's the same thing. You don't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. You don't stop. You got to keep going, and that's key. That is definitely key.
And that's what I love about doing this building every year is because I do it once a year, and you go back and you just keep hitting it, and it's life. It's the same thing with life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't give up no matter how. If you have a tough day, a tough week, you know, you got to get back at bat.
You got to get back into the game. Mm-hmm.
Period. It is a game. You have to look at it that way. It's a game. It's the game of Avon. You know, it's and that's what it is. It's the game of Avon. And you know, you wanted to talk about social media, and I think one way to look at it is it's about planning. Okay, it's about
absolutely
because like. You can have a Facebook page for your business and put all sorts of stuff up there for Avon and, you know, have people like it and all that. And you need to have a goal. You need to know what your plan is, like what you have to plan out the next year, all your campaigns.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you want to set it up so that people see it and you make it fun and you invite them to it and they like it. And make sure that they share it with other people. The big thing is refer. It's Avon, obviously, referral marketing, and so there's two ways you want to look at it. Is okay. There are some people that want to get into the business. They want to get into Avon and have their own business for $12. Okay, that's fine. Then there are some other people that are not going to want to do that, but they might like you, and they want to help you. So you have to give them an avenue to do that too. It's about being smart, being creative, Pat.
That's exactly right.
So there's it's a mindset, a two-legged mindset. There are people that want to get into the deal and do the business with you, fine. The people that just want to be your customers, make them part of your Friends of Avon team. The concept here for the gals is, the mindset is, okay, so you want to have fun. So not everybody wants to get into your business. Okay, that's cool. So the mindset is, everybody you talk to is a potential customer, and if they're not, they could be a potential referrer. And let's say, you know, they buy from you once in a while, once in a great while, they don't buy from you at all. Maybe what you can do is turn them into a referral source. That's the mindset I have for my business, and I wanted to transfer that over to the call tonight. So for example, I work a lot with dentists. I work a lot with tow truck companies. So I created a thing called Friends of Dentistry for my on-hold business. And what I do is I have this paragraph that when I send out an email to somebody about what I do, that paragraph is in the bottom of my email. And I've pretty much already prepped the person I talk to that's going to be in the email. I tell them. And it's all about asking. It's all about finding what it is that somebody wants. So it's, for example, I'll give somebody a $100 American Express gift card for referring a new customer to me, whether they're a customer or not. I don't care. It makes no difference to me, because a lot of times I talk to people who can't do business with me because they already have a provider of my services. Let's say the same thing with Avon. Let's say somebody's got an Avon lady. Maybe they're not crazy about it, or they're buying from them anyway and they feel loyal to them. And maybe for some reason they don't want to refer business to them. So ask them if they can refer business to you. You got to ask the question. Maybe they never thought about it.
That's true. That's very true.
Thank you. People are bad askers. So you want to ask people. So what I do is I get them motivated. So what I'll do is I talked to somebody today on the phone. I'll say, Susie, you've been in dentistry a long time? Yeah, about 20 years. I'll say, perfect. I want to bring it down real quick to something they can relate to. Do you use an iPhone? Oh, yeah, love my iPhone. Great. They talk about it a little bit. Now they're excited about their iPhone. Susie, are you wearing an Apple Watch? So, and that's something you got to say. You got to bring it down to a level. Don't say, do you have an Apple Watch? Susie, are you wearing an Apple Watch? No, I'm not. Okay, have you seen them? You know, have you seen the 24 different Apple Watches out there? Oh, yeah. Would you love to have one? Yeah, I would. So I'm talking to somebody in dentistry who makes, you know, $12, $15, $18 an hour, probably has kids, probably has a husband, okay, probably cannot afford a $380 Apple Watch. You know, it's like, no, that's the last thing on the planet they could go out and get. So they say, yeah, I'd love to have one. I say, well, you know, I got a great way for you to get yourself an Apple Watch without taking any money out of your own pocket. Really? How's that? And I tell them about my Friends of Dentistry referral program. I go into it, and then now I've got them excited about referring business to me. Now I've got one more soldier in my army of referrals I didn't have when I woke up today.
Absolutely.
I created a spreadsheet for this. And it's on my Apple computer, it's on my PC, it's on my phone, it's on my iPad. This thing is everywhere. Why? Because I add people to it every single day. That's my goal, that's my vision, is how many people can I add this year, 2016, to my Friends of Dentistry army? I want to have friends of Avon.
So when you do this, John, when you add these people to your list of your Friends of Dentistry, and for us it will be Friends of Avon, do you provide that person?
Right. Yes.
So that person who you have on board as your new soldier, do you provide that person with your website, web address, so that they can forward it on to
No. No, it's the KISS methods. Keep it simple. It's keep it simple, stupid. You want to keep it really simple. All I want to do, I want this person talking about me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like if they get put on hold and they call the dentist's office, they say, you know, you ought to talk to John about turning hold time into patient education time. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. John can help you with that. Bam. Can I have John call you? Sure. All I want is a name and a phone number from this person in my army.
Okay.
Just it's the same thing with people in your Friends of Avon army. You know, they're talking to me saying, oh, my God, you know, I've got – let's say they're having coffee with somebody. They say, well, I've got this birthday coming up. Really, you ought to talk to Susie. She can help you out with baskets for that. Bam. Can I have Susie call you? Sure. Now it's a referral.
All right. All right.
So it's based on price point. So what you have to do is there's a couple ways that the ladies can do it. Either a gift card or a gift. Do you guys have Avon gift cards?
No, we don't.
Okay, so I would create some way so that they're getting something from the Avon from your store. I mean, you guys all have your own store.
Yes, and that's what we want to do. That's what the people online want to know how to do is how to drive these individuals to this. Via social media.
Okay, so you create your own Facebook page for your own Avon business on Facebook, and then you create what I would do is changing topics here real quick is you can go into YouTube and you can create folders and stuff. I would create
in YouTube.
I don't know about folders, but I would create. You can go into YouTube and I would create different topics.
Okay.
And you can have people subscribe to your YouTube page and have them subscribe to get different ideas from you on gift giving, makeup, different things you guys have your campaigns on.
Right, exactly.
And you just upload that stuff to YouTube. It's easy to do. And you just go to YouTube and you just type in, how do I create my own YouTube fan page or whatever it is on YouTube. Everything you want to know how to do is on YouTube. Or in Google.
That's so true because I've done that myself. When I first started out doing my YouTube videos and setting up my YouTube account, I actually Googled it in YouTube and it gave me the step-by-step steps of how to do it. And what's nice about YouTube is that you can stop it at any point and then
big
do
time.
What they say and then go back and then restart it again. That's absolutely great. But, you know, John, one of the things that people have to do when they do decide to, you know, get into the YouTube arena, they should be consistent. You know, it should be the same.
Yeah.
I would say it should be the same time, the same day, so that people know if Monday 8 p.m. is your time, then Monday 8 p.m., every Monday 8 p.m., you got to turn
on the
video.
No, really, really good point. But, no, here's what you could do that, but – That kind of screws you into the ground. What I would do is you create that stuff, you put it up there, and then you could send it out to people. Say, hey, go check out my latest thing on YouTube. Bam, send them the link.
I understand that, yes. You're absolutely correct, and I agree with you 100% about that. But I was actually kind of thinking about the Periscope, but I don't know if you've been using Periscope.
I think I've heard of that. Is that with Googly? Is that with Google?
Actually, Periscope is connected to your Twitter account, and what it does, all the people who are your friends in your Twitter network, they will get like a notification saying that you are on the air live, and then they can actually go on. They can actually go on and listen to what your video is. And for something like that, I would definitely say that the person should need to be on the same time every time they record.
Okay.
Yeah. But now what you can do with your Periscope video, you can save your Periscope video I do my recording on my phone, so when it's time to save it, I save it in my gallery. And then from there, I go to YouTube from my phone, my YouTube account, and I upload it from there. And like you said before,
cool.
Then you can have people come and they can listen, they can watch that particular video at any given time that they like.
And that's awesome for your army, for your Friends of the Avon Army, for talk about educating people on how to refer you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's perfect. And then you could have those things throughout the year, and you can archive them every year. And then
yes, absolutely.
And then so what I would do is, see, in my case, I'm going to give an American Express gift card for $100, and it goes up. They do two, and then the third one's $125, and it keeps on going up, and I give them a bonus.
For the referral?
It was for a referral, absolutely, yeah. So, like, if they've given me, like, five, it's like now it's, like, $150 for that one, and then they give me, like, so many, I'll give them a $500 bonus. I want them coming back for more. So what I would do is that your dog, Pat?
Yeah, Pat? He does this. Every time it's time for the radio, I'm going to put myself on mute.
Cool. So what I would do is I would have somebody, I would go to like maybe Vistaprint.com, and for $10 you can get maybe 400 or 500 business cards and make them like a gift certificate good from your store, like $10 or $15 worth of product. That way, because if it's from your store, it's not like 100 pennies on the dollar. It's whatever discounted that you buy. So you're not giving 100% of a dollar. You're giving maybe 60% of whatever that would be when you give somebody a gift. So that's what I would do is give them product, give them a gift certificate from your store in product for giving out referrals is what I would do. Get them in the habit of that. And then these people might see that and go, hey, you know, I'm doing this for you. Why don't I do this for my own store? And you say, hey, it costs you $12 to become to have your own Avon business. Let's get you started right now. Just that's when they say that, go right. That's the assumed close. Go right into that. Just roll right into, let's go and fill out the paperwork now. It takes 10 seconds or whatever it does. Bam. You roll them right into signing up as a rep. So your friends of, see, the Friends of Dentistry, the Friends of Tow Trucks can't become an on-hold person. But what's cool about Friends of Avon, from talking this through, those Friends of Avon can become Avon reps for you. So it's a two-edged sword. It's a win-win for you. People that refer you business could possibly go into business with you at the same time. So very cool stuff. You never know. So be thinking every day, who can you add to your spreadsheet of your Friends of Avon and get those people on the spreadsheet. The reason you put them on a spreadsheet is that so you don't forget them, and get their email address and their phone number so that you can keep them up to date, keep them top of mind about you so they don't forget about you, because people will forget about you. Send them a text or send them an email blast about, here's our campaign coming up. We're focusing on gift baskets or whatever it is you're focusing on that campaign period so they don't forget about you. Because they might be short on money. They might want to get some Avon products. Here's how you're helping people. You're helping them to become your customers. You're making them referral sources, and then you're going to give them Avon bucks. Okay, I just made that up. I love that. Avon bucks to buy from your store. What do you think of that, Pat? Pretty cool, huh? You give people Avon bucks for referring you Avon business. Hey, works for me. Pat, you're still there. You're just muted, right?
Oh, yeah, I was talking and didn't realize I was muted. Thanks for reminding me. You know, one of the things that I do, and I'm glad you mentioned the fact that, that we should try to recruit people and to talk about our campaign each month. One of the things I do, in my email newsletter that I send out every month, I Google the campaign. In the search, so I'll put in, say, for example, we're in campaign 9. So I'll put in Avon campaign 9 brochure, and then you will see the main brochure, which is, you know, the one that everybody orders from, but you will see everything from that campaign. So you will see the living, the outlook, the beauty, whatever, even the flyers, whatever they have for that time period. And then what I do, I right click on that photo, and I save it to my desktop. And then what I do, I upload that in my Facebook page, and this way people get, and then you can write, order now. And every time, no matter what you do on the internet, whether you do a Facebook or a YouTube or a blog, you should always end with your web address, because the more your web address appears on the internet, the higher your website and name will come up in a search. So
awesome.
That's what I do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a great tip. That's just like every time you write a check to somebody, oh my God, everybody that's listening to this phone call, write this down and put a big star next to it, okay? Mm-hmm. This is huge. Every time you write a check, every month when you write a check, okay, you need to put your business card in that envelope with that check. Because someday that person's going to have a stack of your business cards, and they're going to drop a dime on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Okay, here's a true story, all right? So yesterday, I work 9 days a week. I created 2 extra days in the week. I work 9 days a week. So I was banging out. I must have sent out 65, 70 emails yesterday to this tow truck association I'm working with in California. And so got a call from a guy today. Somebody called me off of those 65 emails I sent out yesterday and wants to do business with me because God realized that I was working all day on Sunday and I was banging out these emails, and this guy called me, and I knew this was going to happen because I knew if I sent out 40 to 70 emails yesterday, because it's a big batch, and I'm going to do it one at a time, not a batch, but it's a big number of emails. I sent out a bunch of them. Somebody called me today and said, hey, let's get started on this. And you've got to put the work out there. So it's just like, it might be a pain, but every time you write a check, I don't care who it's going to, put your Avon business card in the envelope with your check. It's called follow the money. It's like everybody you talk to in the course of your day, your week, your month, your dry cleaners, the restaurant, gas station, I don't care who it is, the people that work in your car, if you go to a Honda dealership or a Toyota dealership, there's females working there. Are your Avon catalogs at all these businesses, car dealerships, restaurants, the service area, any place where there's people congregating and there's a table with magazines on it, your dentist office, okay? They got their highlight magazines all over the table. Ask permission, can I throw some of my Avon catalogs on here? And I would, for that, there's a referral program right there. There's Friends of Avon right there. If they're helping you to put your toys on the table, you throw them a bone. It's called paying rent. I just made that up. But you're paying rent for your catalogs to go on those tables. Dentist office, restaurant, your OBGYN office, your car dealership, anywhere where you get service. A doctor's a service. Dentist is a service. Restaurant's a service. Jiffy Lube oil changers, people going in there. Because you're not just the only person in there. There's going to be other eyeballs seeing your stuff when you put it on the table, hopefully with your sticker on that catalog to know how to contact you. Wherever you go, it's follow the money, track the money. So when you pay money with a check in an envelope, put your business card in there every single month when you write that check. It's going to come back to you. Trust me, you can write it down today and date it, 4/4/16. Meaning whether it's a month from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 24 months from now. It's just like anything else you do, it's repetition. Put those business cards in those envelopes with your checks. Follow the money.
Yes, absolutely.
You need to have a second bucket with a handle on it. It's a square bucket that you get at Office Depot. Office Max, that's got file folders in it. You've got to have your catalogs in that bad boy, and those catalogs have got to be in your car. Those are your soldiers. They're not doing you any good at home. They're not doing you any good at corporate Avon somewhere, wherever that is. They're only going to do you any good in your car. And your goal is how many of these puppies can I get out this week, this day,
right.
this week?
And on every brochure that you write or stamp your name on for potential customers, you want to definitely put your website address on there. Because you want people to visit your website. And speaking of websites, one of the things that we do have, and I don't know if the Avon representatives are listening, is know that if they go to youravon.com and click on the tab web and then scroll down, they will see a section that's called My Blog. And they can actually post a blog on their website each and every month, week, day, however they want to do it. But one of the things I would do is have a contest, like, you know, and see how many people are actually looking at your blog. And maybe like John said, you know, have a gift card, you know, for those people who post.
Have
who
a drawing.
Either
way, you can set up a drawing.
Yeah, to set up some kind of a drawing, and or they have the email. You could put that in your blog, and then but your test will also have to require the person to make a purchase from your website, and then from that you would give them some kind of a special prize.
Yeah, you put their name in a drawing. Those that buy from the website, they go in a hat every month. And you talk about, you do a monthly drawing. You know, how often do you have your campaigns? You have a campaign drawing.
That's an excellent idea.
You know, for every campaign you've got, you do a drawing. But they've got to, it's just like we do in BNI. You don't get entered in the weekly drawing unless you put your one-to-ones and your referrals online and you put your business card in the hat. So everybody gets in the drawing for doing that. Everybody gets in your drawing when they go to your website and they buy something off your website. And they're eligible. Every time they buy something during a campaign, their name gets thrown in the hat. Bam, you do a drawing for something from your store. People love that. That's what motivated me to do when I was doing the stair climb. I mean, I got this coffee mug that says VIP on it. I didn't even know I was going to get it, but I got it because I raised over $1,000. Thank you, Pat, for your donation. So because of that, the other thing was I was a VIP because I was number 23 out of 1,000 people. I got this little red bib with 23 on it. That motivated me to raise more money. People get driven. You don't know. You don't prejudge people's brains with your own wallet or your own brain. You don't know what's going to motivate them to do something. You have no clue. If you offer something, if you order something from me once a week, you'll get in the drawing for that campaign thing. Just set it up. People will jump over themselves to get at whatever it is you're doing if you set it up. Set up those drawings. And then when you're talking about your catalogs, if you've got a sticker or a stamp, it behooves you to have everything you need on there, your name, phone number, email address, and your website. Have that on there. So your catalogs, your brochures, will that take a stamp on it, or is it better putting a sticker on there, Pat? What's easier as far as adhering to the catalog?
I do both. I put stickers on it, and then I also put I also stamp it. Sometimes I even do a handwritten one. You all depend.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, as far as getting back to the Friends of Avon, I would have a coupon, and every time they give you a referral, it becomes a customer. They get a coupon good for something at your store. Just let people let everybody know about that. Say, hey, you can join my business, or you can refer to my business. Either way, you win. Either way, they get Avon product. They get Avon stuff. And then maybe you got a special going on, like if you got a coffee mug or something on special in the campaign, and they're like $1.99 or whatever, you give those out. You fill it up with candy and you give that out as a referral along with the coupon. I mean, I love having that stuff, and you want to have that stuff as a reminder of your business on somebody's desk. You know, if it's got Avon on there, and then maybe you put your sticker on there. There's your phone number. Bam. Make it easier for people to refer you. Make them want to refer you. There you go.
Well, that's a very, very good idea. And it looks like we're just about out of time.
You are.
And so this is a
big hand is in the 12 and the 6.
So this is going to be another a topic that we're going to have to continue on. Maybe I will continue on either next month or during my presentation next week. So with that being said, I just want to thank you, John, for your golden nuggets for the week. And I'd like
you.
To thank everyone for listening. And I'll see everybody next week when we have our roundtable discussion. Huh? What do you say?
Live long and sponsor. And remember, everybody's either a referral source or they're a business partner. But talk to everybody. Don't no stone unturned. Talk to them all.
Absolutely. Okay, John, I wish you a very fantastic week, and I'll talk
you
to you soon. Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
okay, good night,
thanks,
everyone.
Ladies.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.